Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch.
Podcast Review Show, episode number 0. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
Show us how to get down. Got to get just going, baby. Show us how to get down. Ride around. Show us how to get down. To the rhythm of the boogie, baby, to baby. Show us how to get down.
Join in on the conversation via email, voicemail, and blog comment at podcastreviewshow.com. All right, welcome to episode 0 of the Podcast Review Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And this show is going to be, oddly enough, I know, with the name Podcast Review Show, it's going to be a show where I review podcasts. Now, when I say review, what am I going to be looking at? Well, I know you, if you are just a podcast listener, you may be looking for just the content. Is this something you want to listen to? But I'm also going to be judging things like the appearance of the podcast, their album art, their titles, things of this nature, the delivery. Is it smooth? The personality of the host or hosts, the production. Is it something where I've got to constantly adjust the volume of my podcast and their website? And you may be thinking as a podcast listener, look, if I subscribe in iTunes and I just listen to the podcast, I may never see their website. And that is true. However, we're looking at podcasting from a content delivery system and from a marketing aspect. And in that aspect, your website is part of your brand. So it's going to be a thorough look at a podcast, not just from a content standpoint. And you may be thinking, look, I don't care what it looks like. I care what it sounds like. Well, that's true. And you will have the ability to go out and rate a podcast as well as I will. So the other thing I should probably let you know is what I'm going to be voicing here is my opinion. And the last time I checked, an opinion hasn't killed anybody. Unless I guess you're a king and your opinion is you think that person should die. But in theory, it's just my opinion. I'm going to offer constructive criticism. And I'm going to talk about how the opinion, what I've decided is what makes a good podcast, is just my opinion. I personally don't like podcasts that are more than, let's say, an hour long. In fact, in theory, I don't think you should have a podcast longer than 80 minutes. Why? Because some people, not everybody, but some people burn their podcast to a CD to listen to in the car. They don't have an iPod. Well, if your podcast is 90 minutes long, that person can't burn that to a CD. So I will not only give you why I think your podcast has done something that I disagree with, but I'm also going to give you the why. And that's really about it. Now, the other thing that we will have occasionally is I will occasionally bring on my now fiance, if you're listening to this after June 20th, my wife. And she is the ultimate podcast critic. She's been to a podcast convention with me and basically feels that most podcasts are not very good. That podcasts, and this includes myself, she says, just really like the sound of their own voice. So I figure she will be my Ebert to my Siskel, which is actually what inspired this podcast in the first place. I was very nervous about starting this podcast because I help people start podcasts, and the last thing I want to do is have somebody that I've helped start a podcast turn around and say, okay, now give me your opinion of it. If I like your podcast, tell everybody to listen to the show. If I don't like your podcast, please don't egg my house. It's just an opinion. And we'll be having more come out. It'll probably come out every 2 weeks. There is a forum on the website. If you go out, our website is podcastreviewshow.com. You can email me, Dave@podcastreviewshow. But the easiest way, if you want your podcast submitted, is just to go out to the website there. And that's also, as a listener, where you can go out and place your vote. See if you agree with my opinion or not. So that's it. This is episode zero. Just wanted to introduce myself. I should probably tell you what kind of podcast I like. My podcast to be 30 minutes or less. I'm a big fan of comedy. In terms of, if people ask me what my favorite movies were, I'd say Stripes. I would say Caddyshack. I would say Happy Gilmore. I would also say Schindler's List is a great movie. I would say the first Halloween is a great movie. The first Freddy Krueger movie was a good movie. I like things silly, but I like things serious. I like podcasts that move me in a way that either is going to make me laugh, it's going to make me cry, it's going to make me think, make me moan maybe. It's going to move me some way, or it's going to give me information that I can use. So the problem is going to be with the content. You know, if you send me a podcast about knitting, I don't knit, so I'm going to have a hard time grading that. So we'll see as we go through. I've tried a couple test shows and still working on those because what I'm going to have is a set criteria that I will be grading these shows on. And so right now I'm working on that criteria, and the first episode should be coming out soon. If you'd like your podcast reviewed, again, go out to podcastreviewshow.com. If you'd like to call in your comments, it's easy. Courtesy of the podcast voicemail number, it's 888-563-3228. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again real soon with episode one of the Podcast Review Show.
Show us how to get down. Got to get just going, baby. Show us how to get down. Round and round. Show us how to get down. To the rhythm of the boogie.
Our theme music is from the band Sinister Dexter. The song, Show Us How to Get Down, from the PodSafe Music Network at PodSafeMusicNetwork.com, or visit the link at our website, PodcastReviewShow.com.
Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course, and it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book, and you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon, March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.